في دقيقة تاك تعيش حقيقياك هت آيتين آيات آية هستين تاك خط يواتين آية خط قيواتان
Ich habe die Kette. Ich kann nicht die
Dachan is grenier kahit sa tita.
Yeah.
Hoot had a kitchen in our answer.
Yeah.
That car has crusted. Has cut echt the sachy that.
Christy, yeah, yeah, hard, hard, bishop.
I was yet, which I had a name. I said, with Tita.
No. It's a clear hair, could you on a fish? I think it was tea. Chuck
out, cut out arc. Chuck a yarn hoy. Get high in your hustle with it.
Ah.
It's a warehouse you goon. Good can you? Het ook je die je nu het je nu kocht het hier als je gewoon dat het. Toch ook hou is de schoon is de schoon dat het weet het ook ja als je een schikken gedeen je nog juist in eerst je neen. Dat je goed wat weet ik ook hou als juist in eerst je toen nee. Ik was ook de hoogte zien.
Na.
Die eeuwen, dat gaat in.
Eigenlijk, ik was geen hart gestuurd. Ik denk het ook al. Je dacht het lak. Je dacht het tienertje. Je dacht het lak. Het gaat geen koffie. Ja, het is goed gestuurd. At joa, at a eid ach an echad so, at a has as di eid gad a siid. Gaya, gneu ti, di eid gad a siid. Ian ca eid sa tu o han eid. A has di eid gad a siid. A ian, gis da chan eid has gud keig gwych eich. A sin gud gus ti e. Has gud keig gwych eich. Ich sehe gar kein. Kutschlich was ist die Utsa. Steig hätte Hege. Du singst drin doch so tief. Was sagt Göcke die Utsa? Ja, hat er kein. Was sagt Göcke die Utsa? Singst du tief?
Die Torste gewickelt, graues tief.
Ich hatte gesagt, Gary hat da kein Adisach.
Ja.
Adisach.
Jeder Frau. Dort kommt es aus, sie kocht es. Je kocht du u. Jetzt lädt Frau hat da, da kocht du u sie an.
Ja, was? You took that thing. A cow, a cow, you got to luck. With tin, you got to shot. A kid, you got to out that it's carcass tea. Think it has a tea. With tin, you get to the day, you got to luck, yeah, to tin it. Who said that you got to think? Katsio, kikia, katsis. Ha. Johanna wada, katkoudi kwet. Yeah, that's what my dad used to all say to me. Doesn't matter how much soap you use, you're not going to want to wash off the Indian in you. He's got the windows open still. It's warm in there, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got one window open.
I got two of them open.
It's the heat coming in, too, from outside.
Yeah.
There's no wind.
There's no wind.
So the more windows you open, the more heat you let in.
And it's not breathing cold air.
It's blowing this way, that's why.
Bit, yeah. Just to get the air flowing.
Yeah.
But it's just because of the sounds from out there.
I can do a check to see if it really bothers.
Picks it up.
No can do.
Cheese.
Can't put a fan on either, it would be loud in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. At that rate, you can't tell if we make a mistake or not.
We can let it go for a little while.
Yeah, yeast. Get some of the warm air out.
Yeast to say,
door, so you should feel it, start feeling something. But he's got the fan on, too. That's going to be too loud.
Yeah, we'll just have it go for a minute.
Yeah.
Get some fresh air.
Clear the air.
3 minutes.
Maybe it could work.
I can hear it over here, and I'm hard of hearing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm hard of hearing too. I got hearing aid, but I don't use it.
Mine's in the drawer at home.
It's too loud, too loud. I went back there 2 times to turn the volume down, and it's still too loud. So I'm going to have to take it back there again.
Hearing aids make you more deaf because they're too loud.
Yeah, that's why I don't use it.
Every time I put mine on, I'll tell my kids, now you can't talk behind me. I can hear you.
One time I was out there hunting at Skag Road, fall time, in September. We was up on the mountainside there. I hear bull moose stomping right across the valley with my hearing aid. And them guys, they can't hear. They thought I was dumb. Tell them fib. You don't hear moose over there, do you? I said, yeah, I am still talking. The bull moose. I don't know how long after they finally one of them heard. And then they listened really good. Then they could hear.
Yeah.
I told them it's been talking there for an hour now. You hear with that hearing it? I told them, oh yeah, I could hear good with that.
It seemed like we've been here 2 hours. I've only been, 45 minutes? Should be $30 a minute would be all right.
I'll sit here all day.
Get done talking and record, play the recording over.
One of the things that we've kind of talking about was the weather. And I've always wondered, is there a way that we can come up with a way to call vapor or evaporation, you know, because in school we have to teach kids about the water and how it flows through the world and that whole process of water.
You gotta be a professor to talk about that.
Yeah.
How?
How do you?
You don't. I never heard it in Tlingit.
No.
So, I wouldn't know how to start.
It doesn't tie into anything that we do. Like if it was maybe for cooking food that steam, that might, you know?
Oh, yeah. Like steam, yeah.
I imagine they talked about the weather, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But I never learned it.
They're doing something wrong. Out there in the universe, they've done something wrong. They're doing something wrong. They're still doing it. A long time ago, the old people used to say, when we was kids, my uncles used to say, when nature set the woods on fire, that's for a reason.
Yeah.
That's for a reason. They let it burn. Now just let this fire start and put it out, bomb it with the water and put it up. And some of the old people, some of them say when there's no forest fire, that smoke could do something to help the universe. Because long time we used to have forest fires all the time. And the weather stays about 50 below, 40 below, 60 below all winter. Mm-hmm. Don't have that no more. Because ozone layer is burning out, getting holes in it or something. Too much exhaust smoke maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Not enough wood smoke. Mm-hmm. Exhaust smoke will burn it, but wood smoke might help it. But the wrong kind of smoke up there, up in the, where the ozone layer is.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the exhaust smoke is carbon dioxide.
Mm-hmm.
No good for that. That's why it's so warm now.
Mm-hmm.
Long time ago, not too long ago, my uncle, he kind of figured this thing out. One of my uncles. You notice over this big mountain over here, the big valley up there used to be full of snow all summer, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he see that thing was going lower and lower and lower summer by summer, eh? Then he said, I think this world is turning warm, he said, because the snow is starting to melt away. Pretty soon there's just going to be nothing there. See, there's nothing there now. Now, this is only about 30 years ago he's saying that. Mm. He's passed on, but he was saying that it's going to get warm. Yeah, I guess he noticed all the mountains. There's a lot of these mountains, there used to be snow on them all summer.
Mm-hmm.
But not no more. Mm. All I can say for global warming is there's no more permafrost in Mother Earth. So if it rains, all the water just go, Mother Earth absorbs it right now because there's no permafrost, nothing to hold water back. Go right into the Mother Earth. And no rain, no berries, no snow.
Mm.
Long time we have deep snow here. Now we don't have that snow anymore. It's all human activity.
Mm-hmm.
It's turned this world around us.
Mm-hmm.
They just can't leave well enough alone.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the old people say, well, they go up to the moon. They're not supposed to go up to the moon. What they go up there for?
They want to meet some good.
The one with the
just tell them to come to Carcross.
I don't know why they want to go to the moon, make clean get with lots of clean get right here. This is where they should make clean get.
Oh, maybe they're looking for that cow that jumped over the moon.
Yeah, and the tin shift.
Yeah, and the tin is with Zeus.
Yeah, and the tin with Zeus. She got to saw penguin.
Penguin call, he told me on the thing.
Kekunataya shingitani.
Yeah.
And then now all our trees are drying up.
Yeah, everything.
And they're all full of bugs, eh?
No,
really
no,
bad.
You know what happened? There's no water.
Yeah.
That's
why.
It's too much.
They got some kind of, I don't know, maybe some kind of a, you know, one thing, one old white man down Lake DeBarge, he lived on Lake DeBarge, he say, I used to eat ducks all the time, he say. But now, he said, I'm scared to eat ducks. I told him, why are you scared to eat ducks anyway? Them wild ducks, I'm scared to eat them. Well, he said, I don't know what I might be dealing with, because he said, if them ducks is dying off, he said, what's killing them?
Oh, yeah.
He said, maybe they're flying through that carbon dioxide going through all them cities, he said, and that's what's killing them. And he said, I'm scared to eat ducks. See how he had it all figured, that old man. He's 90 years old. He figured that out.
He figured it out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's killing them ducks? He said, it's getting gone.
My sister was working in a store, and they had a meat cutter in there. He was cutting meat, and he come in early one morning, and he tell my sister, hey, what are you guys gonna, you Indians gonna do when you run out of beef? You're gonna starve to death. My sister told him, you don't worry about us, you worry about yourself. You're the one that's gonna starve. We live off the land.
That's right, eh?
Yeah.
We can get all the fish we want. And
yeah. Well, we used to get all the fish we want. Now they got regulations. You got to get, in Haines, you got to get a permit to go fishing.
Oh.
Yeah. They told us we can't gaff fish anymore either. But you read in Lubbock, it says Native people have all the right to gaff fish.
We still have it up here.
Yeah.
We have it here, we still could.
Don Tuckshaw used to gaff fish down in that river. And big grizzly bear, Don, just a little ways from there, fish on too. He catches fish too. He don't mind, he don't pay attention to us. We're there.
He's busy doing his own thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. His own fishing.
He don't bother us. He never, he'd look at us once in a while and then he'd jump in the water again.
Plus with the gaff you can select which fish, qua. You can go after a certain one that you want.
Yeah.
Back in my old days when I was growing up, my dad used to go across and get maybe 10 or 12 fish and come home.
Mm-hmm.
Never gaff more than he needed. Now you put a net in the water, you get 60 fish at one time. What are you going to do with it?
Another thing too, long time ago when, Norman didn't say the same thing. If his dad or somebody set net, the whole village get fish.
Yeah.
Give everybody fish.
Yeah.
Somebody kill a moose,
everybody
get meat.
Yeah.
Divide it all up. Not anymore.
Right.
People kill moose, you don't hear nothing about it.
Yeah.
Next week after that, somebody else go hunt moose.
Yeah.
More moose meat coming in. Get more moose.
Yeah.
How do you say that in Shingit? If they go and set a net and they get a bunch of fish, they divide it amongst everyone.
Yeah. چید هن هزن از خیوت آقاوت فینگی خوده هزن از ات تخات جکوخ چلتکت خاجی دیه دادونه و خات خواهد زسکو چو زسکو بودو جاغه چلتکت فینگی خوخ جینگو هست جیده یه دادونه چلتکت تاک یا کنهینی یا کارکراس روش یاد آده یه هست خوخ تی یه تاک نیست چلتکت تل آسه یا ایتی نیچ چلتکت هرد هستو ادگی کاده این اچ قاطع این دخوه هسکو غر آده چلتکت گوش خونخ این اچ ادوس ایچ وش قیدخ ادوخا دخوه تاک شو خیخی خطان نادیه یسو حاله انا ات چلتکت یا کار کراسته چلتکت وش یاد یه تیه چیه چیه چلتکت ات دوس اینیچ وش قیده ات دوخا سکوه این یه دت خواتلیه او تی دخش شقیق یه دت ایا خبوه پاک بگه
نه
بوچه او سیکو
میدت خواه چشکت لیت خواه دا سی او سیتاق بوهان خواه ها کرسی سو بکو آشا دهنی آده او یه ویس خاتین self-government. That was seen as self-government.
Ziak. Ziak yegi achin kayini gi matkatsku keni wadi atshuk yuk atangi yach ushu yuk atu yuk outu ki atk. When we were over in that other room, remember what you said to me? Something. How they used to joke around with each other.
Oh. Oh, as you continue to know what you talk about, you talk about it.
Ah.
Of course, you have to say, 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 you have
to
say, you have to say, you have to say, you have this you could ten it in no ten shook there. Yeah, I see in the skin as the shogun dot it. As the Otenki two noch shook the Kadin as a dead Kadin yin as a darnain as to the shrunky as to the yark. You did not hear as to your ark. Kahas to your Otenki two noch shook there. No, he has a yatin, as the shukwade. He did call a tethys to su on a has a yatin.
That's done a jail.
Don't see much past his first person, it's no.
Then I hear a tear has had it to see that.
Ah,
so I call with it to see.
Yeah.
Mm. But did they?
No. Okay.
Sich dann an der Kekke et ich jetzt gar ja gar tät. Hast kein Idee gar tät.
Smidi, tank gosh hast du in kann eine Grundwert schuk. Juch a tangi Midori IE.
I forgot all about how it went. Yeah, it's...
What a cake.
No. That's not a good story.
We'll have to have her tell it. They sure did joke around with each other, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Noro wet du ik, Johnny you du sagen. Chadasa hahuk e ti, achin kawanik. Ishish go away, we gook away, ishish kyan kuk. Ay, yeah. How many generations back?
Who are good?
Aww. Gosh, cars could that shit there.
Who are good?
Not there, you kid.
Yeha.
Cook at your hotte.
So good, haha. You have a hot dinner. Hake at the tea.
I tea needs to go to the tea.
Yan hut. Yan. Yachat nashnet.
That's connected good. And I cook a good car. I'm running out of gas, partner.
Okay.
I'm not tired, but I'm running out of things to talk about.
They talked about that flood. Remember that long time ago flood? Around here, they have, you could tell about that.
The water line. Uh-huh. You could see the water line right around.
Yeah. You could talk about that. You could tell him that story. That would be an awesome thing to have recorded.
What up there?
Right now?
Okay. Good job. We used to shovel out that lagoon there with a hand shovel. Just to go skating.
Ah. So I get kudzi tea ice skating, think it enough.
Tag. It's just so cool.
You know, I was thinking about that. Long time ago, Chavo Duck. The old people, they would have figured out they would have been manufacturing all this kind of stuff here, like, you know, all this new machinery. They were manufacturing names for everything. Spoon, knife, everything. And I'm sure of our ancestors 80 to 100 years ago, they would have figured out a name for that helicopter now.
Yeah.
See? Well, now we don't do that. We're too busy fooling on white people and self-government. And everything come right to a stop. Nothing. Self-government. put me a cry when I hear that self-government, when they signed it. Because I know what was going to happen. This is it. Me, I would have told the government, you clean up all the contamination sites before I sign land claims. If it takes you 10,000 years to clean it up, that's what I would have told them. Mm-hmm. They're running across Indian land right across there, or end of that bridge is all native land. And they're driving across there, they're not getting no royalty or nothing for it.
Mm-hmm. We did for a while. I don't know what happened at the end. I don't hear no more about it.
Well, they're getting it maybe for themselves.
I ask about it different times. I never get an answer. I told them as I'm still waiting for an answer.
This elders council, let's ask about it. Let's all ask. We have this elders council this time. You know, we think about if we had some kind of elders gathering, I think we might make a difference, we might make a move. Right now with a standstill. But you can't get, if we can get all 14 First Nations together, working together, all 14 First Nations people, I think you could pick up this building and pack it over there 400 feet and set it down there. That's how much power it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You should have.
Right.
That's how much power they should have. That's if all 14 First Nations people working together. But they're all individual, and the government make boundary lines between them and everything. We lost everything. We lost. What little we lost, that's loss. Come look at it right way. No, you got 10 years, you got 10 years, no end to it.
Yeah.
No end to it. It's there.
I'm intrigued by what you said, that they would come up with names for things. Bicycle.
Yeah.
Automobile.
Yeah.
Couch.
Everything. They would have names by now. But we don't practice it. We don't. Oh, what we don't have is a discussion. That's what we don't have.
Mm-hmm.
Discussion should be able to find out just about anything we want to know. Because there's somebody in that 20 people crowd is going to know something or mention something, and then all this have a discussion on it. They're going to find out what it is. They're going to find out what to call it. They're going to find out the background and everything.
They'll describe it, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
So how could we describe a helicopter?
Me, I would name it after Maladuk.
Ah.
Kindachunate.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
You know how Maladuk took off straight up?
Mm-hmm.
That's the same way that helicopter. That's what I would name it.
Mm-hmm.
How about Skidoo?
skidoo.
Red cup. Red cup. Cup up next shift. Run around on top of the snow. That sound good?
Mm-hmm.
For skidoo?
I don't know. I know that skidoo too, my uncle. I would say something about that skidoo. Must be about, well, I say maybe about 70 years. 70 years ago. You see that Caterpillar hauling freight to Atlin? You know the way the track's running on that Caterpillar? He figures he can make smaller machine out of that thing with that tracks running like that and make it go.
Mm-hmm.
You see what he was thinking about? I was just wondering how he was thinking. It would work under the same principle as that tracks turning on that Caterpillar, pulling them sleighs.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he could make smaller machine out of that. And we run around faster through the woods and everything.
Mm-hmm.
He had that all figured out.
Mm.
And it must be about 35, 40 years after that, Skidoo come out.
Mm.
And then he tell me, that's my uncle, you know Uncle Joe. You see, he said, that's the one I was talking to you about.
Mm.
That's the one right there, that machine, he said. Mm. I see that, he said, in my dream.
Mm.
See, you see that in his vision. You see?
Mm-hmm.
I think our ancestors was using mostly all these kind of things, you know, it's come out. And the way they were working together all the time, discussion. And their language, that's why they're so sensitive with everything. The language is sensitive. In other words, it still is. And they were using that for manufacturing too, I guess. But we have the language, but we don't have no manufacturing. Like I said about that helicopter a little while ago. And we're trying to figure out penguin, see?
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't take you long to say what they call it. See, that's just this little. And that's the little discussion we had here today. That's just small little.
Yeah.
But that's lots. Just that one word. What do you say about that penguin?